Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callers on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Going to jump straight in. Got the beautiful lady from Murrow Law. We've got Fern Newcombe come to join us here in the studio. And a very good morning, Fern. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Trev. How are you? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Big shout out to the team there at Murrow Law. And how long have you been with the firm now?
I started in January. So about, what's that, 9 months?
Yep. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Enjoying the journey?
It is. It's awesome.
Working with our mob?
Really good. I'm loving it.
Good, good, good. Now, topic today, Australian laws and de-stressing online content. Why are we talking about this subject today?
Listeners should be warned that our chat today comes with a trigger warning as we're going to reference distressing themes and content. Mm. So this was sort of about TikTok, really, or Musical.ly as it was formerly known. It's come under fire from in Australia for the viral spread of what's being called abhorrent violent material. Mm-hmm. The material in this case is a video showing an American man committing suicide. So I know people might wonder why this is such a big thing right at this moment, as surely there are millions of videos online with similar content, and those people would be entirely correct. Mm-hmm. Indeed, this exact video was first broadcast as a Facebook live view back in August.
So if people have been able to view this video for weeks, why now?
Well, the issue appears to be the versions of this video that are circulating on the actual platform TikTok. The relevant versions of the video start off with something seemingly harmless and then finish with the actual act. According to The Guardian, one version even starts with footage of kittens. Mm. So this means that people have little to no time to look away before having to witness a person killing themselves.
So is this so concerning because it doesn't have a proper trigger warning?
Yeah, definitely. But not only that, Trev, because it was schools who on Tuesday alerted parents to the video and its content. This means that the people who are watching this footage are mainly children.
And does TikTok have a user age limit?
It does. Mm-hmm. Its official minimum age for use is 13 years old. However, the administrators of TikTok have a parental supervision period from 13 to 18 years. This means that teenage users are supposed to get permission and supervision from their parent or guardian. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know how many teenagers are asking their parents or guardians for permission and supervision as well on the social media platforms. The age limit is kind of one of those T's and C's that you agree to before using any kind of app or software, but in reality, it's exceptionally hard to enforce. So, as a parent myself, and I imagine for you too, in practical terms, for most kids, if they've got access to this platform, they're going to be on it, adult supervision or no.
Okay. So is there a legal way that the government or some other group can get this video removed?
So that's what the general theme of the outcry is, that the social media platforms need to take more responsibility for finding and removing this kind of content. Mm. So after the Christchurch massacres last year,
yes,
which is pretty horrible, more than horrible, Australia passed a law obligating companies to alert the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, about abhorrent violent material. Yes. Now, like all words that have that kind of ring to it, abhorrent violent material has a legal definition, and videos showing suicide do not fit within that definition. Mm. So because the video is not violent terrorism, murder or attempted murder, rape, torture or kidnapping, because they're the only definitions for that,
okay,
it does not fall under the purview of the legislation, which of course means that this legislation cannot be used to force the removal of video.
Mm.
So this legislation was passed really quickly last year, and commentators and lobby groups at the time warned that something like this might happen. The lack of consultation with the industry meant that no one knew how the law would actually work in practice. And it turns out, maybe not great.
Well, it seems like there are a few holes in regarding the law decisions, or when they're rushing their so-called decision legally wise. What can we do as parents and guardians?
So as is the usual way, when a law functions differently to the way it was expected to function, the buck stops with us as individuals. So schools and social media safety experts are urging parents to keep their kids offline until this video is either removed or stops trending. And if they've already seen it, there are recommendations to seek help for your child, particularly if they are younger children. So, and you can always use the TikTok age guidelines. Mm. So, you know, as an argument with your child, I suppose. Remember, if your child is under 18, they are supposed to ask you for permission and get supervision for the app.
Put that law in your house, so to speak. Yeah, big time.
Exactly.
So more information where people can go and check out if they are worried about their kids or them or for themselves, or themselves, how do we go about it?
Yep, so there's some really great resources. Kids Helpline on 1-800-551-800. Lifeline on 13 11 14. Beyond Blue is 1-300-224-636. And Headspace is 1-800-650-890. And the 1-800 numbers are a free call, but they're not free from mobiles. Mm-hmm. So if you can also Google each of the organisations and get really great online help and content.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually come across some unacceptable content or material online that you want to report, you can go to esafety.gov.au. And as always, you can call us if you need some commercial or native title advice. And you can also get more information from your local law society about anything legal, of course. And in Queensland, that's the Queensland Law Society. And their number is 1-300-367-757. And other states have got their corresponding law societies as well.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. And who's Marawa Law, Fern?
Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm. We specialise in commercial and Indigenous land law, and you can check us out and get all our contact details at marawalaw.com.au.
Fantastic. Beautiful yarn. Thank you very much. Very important yarn. And we live in the world of social media, and it's about policing that space, that platform, so to speak, doing our bit as parents, looking after our young ones, but also the so-called social media companies out there. They need to be doing their bit. They need to be accountable as well, don't you think?
They really do. And that's sort of what the public outcry is about. It's like, look, well, maybe this legislation doesn't function the way it's supposed to it's supposed to function, but, you know, corporate responsibility, social responsibility, you should actually be able to go, no, this is not good enough, and take it down, like remove it.
Exactly. Look, a beautiful conversation. Thank you very much, Fern. All the best to you and your deadly team. Say hello to the guys and girls at Marawa Law.
Will do. Thank you too, Trev.
And we'll talk soon, sister.
All right, bye.
Okay. Beautiful yarn there. That's Fern Newcomb, solicitor at Marawa Law, and a deadly organisation company they are, and run by a First Nation woman. That's Leah Cameron. Big shout out, Leah, and her deadly team with First Nation lawyers at the table, of course, a part of the team. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. God Must Be a Cowboy, that's the name of this daily track, Tonky Logan, do enjoy.
I can't buy a coffee from a tin cup in my hand. It sure warmed the fingers winter's cold, or playing an old guitar with a friend I understand. He sure smoothed the wrinkle in my soul. Asleeping in the moonlight, a blanket for a bed. It leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. Or waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead. Make me, Lord, the fire away before my time. I think God must be a cowboy at all, 'cause he makes wide open spaces from the start. He makes grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend, and prayed to lead old cowboy home again. Night life in big city, it's all right for a while. He sure make you feel good when you're there. When the country's so pretty, it goes on and on and on from night, and it's take away my trouble in my head. I think God must be a cowboy.
Yeah, Deadly Words there, Tonky Logan. God Must Be a Cowboy, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trinity Trev Murray from Recurry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yana Strong, your mob too deadly. All right, the launch of the Warrior Women Foundation. We're going to have a chat now with Sister Jessica Brown, New South Wales Woman of the Year winner and founder of the Warrior Warrior Women Foundation. On the line, Jessica, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Congratulations. A Woman of the Year, New South Wales. Too deadly.
Thank you.
So the Warrior Women Foundation, look, officially launched, helps vulnerable young Australian women who are transitioning from out-of-home care into an independent living, mentoring and psychoeducation educational program. So tell us a bit about Jessica Brown, my sister.
Well, I actually started out as a high school teacher, so I've been working with youth for about 27 years. So I was a high school teacher for 10, and then I ran another charity for 17 years, focusing on at-risk teenage girls. So I launched the Warrior Woman Foundation this year, actually, the beginning of this year, and it was to address the gap that I was noticing more and more running my previous charity, where girls were falling through the cracks, where they were actually aged out of the out-of-home care system. So, you know, at 18, you know, we think that we're all equipped and, you know, we're adults. And, you know, the kids have been through the foster care system and the state care system, generally have been through multiple traumas in their lives. So
yes,
they can be, you know, 2 to 3 years behind in, you know, really important subjects like English and maths. And
or life skills itself, Jessica.
Sorry?
Or life skills itself.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, what we're expecting is for these you know, vulnerable women and boys, young women and men, to sort of go and fend for themselves. And the statistics are very, very staggering. You know, 1 in 2 of them end up homeless or in trouble with the law or unemployed or a first parent within 12 months of leaving that care. So it's they're actually one of the most vulnerable young groups in Australia, and that's what I wanted to be able to do, to address that gap and support them through that transition so that they don't fall through the cracks, and they're supported in that really important transition, which is hard enough for any child, you know,
exactly.
going from, you know, you're 16, 17, 18. And sometimes, you know, kids in out-of-home care, they start to prepare at the age of 15, which is, you know, way too young, especially when a lot of, you know, teenagers, if they stay at home well into their 20s, you know, it's a known fact that many people do. And you know, that's why I'm really advocating as well for Australia to change the legislation from out-of-home care, you know, finishing at 18 and being extended to 21, which they do in a lot of Western countries like the US and, and Britain, New Zealand as well. So, yeah, so there's a massive need, and that's why I started the... That's why I started the foundation, so that we could address that need.
Fantastic. Found a hole there, a gap there, so to speak, to fill. Because when you look at it, I said kids are in care. They're in care till, like you said, the age 18, and then they're out in the wilderness. Whereas, like you said, if you're with a family, your normal family, you know, your blood family, you can stay there as long as you like. You know what I mean? I got a 29-year-old son at home. He ain't going nowhere, you know. But with that being at home, then you can set your foundation and use the so-called security blanket by having a home there, mum and dad, and have the life that you know while you sort of organise yourself. But you haven't got that when you're in care, have you?
No, and it's also, it's really, there's a lot of carers that want to change that as well, because many of them can't, they're really torn the people that have been in their care, the young people that have been in their care have turned 18. They have to make some difficult decisions to let them out into the, you know, the big wide world. And they may or may not have the capacity to continue to support them without the support of, you know, the government. And you know, there's a lot of torn carers as well. So there's the other side of it as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, when you're talking about getting out in the big wide world, well, we're talking about all aspects of life, aren't we? Financial, you know, emotional, you know, relationships, you know, communication of cleaning the house or cooking the meals, all the above. It can be daunting.
Yeah, look, you know, for anyone leaving, you know, the household, the aims of the program that we want to achieve is that we want them to have a sense of identity.
Yes.
That's not just, you know, having a Medicare and license. It's also an identity of, you know, where they came from, you know, who they are, and really getting to know who, you know, what makes them them. But we also have really clear goals for, you know, the trajectory of education and training and employment. Obviously, we teach them how to run a household, everything to help them to meet their own basic needs. So, but I think connection and belonging is really, really important. That's something that is such... our program's based on the self-determination theory, and what that means is we provide connection, because many kids that have been in care, they have... you know, may have gone through multiple, you know, foster care homes.
Sure.
You know, may have had some great experiences, may not have had great experience. They may have some really good caseworkers that they take time to trust, and then the caseworkers move on. This is something that I hear very often from the girls.
Revolving doors with people in and out of their lives.
Exactly, and that's what we want to be able to do, is have an ongoing support network. The program's 6 months, but what we do is then have a network in the local community where the girls live, where, you know, we continue to meet up. They continue to have the support of not just one mentor, but a group of mentors. So there's like a plethora of, you know, skilled women who are there. They're all, you know, positive, stable role models for the girls, so that they've got, you know, just a sense of belonging. That's really, really important for these girls. But also, you know, teaching them to travel autonomously on public transport, connections to healthcare.
Or street safety, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Life skills.
And increasing their resilience as well. That's really, really important for any young person. But the most thing is, you know, that we want to teach them to be autonomous. And it's really hard, you know, when they're at such a young age, but it's about equipping them with those skills, the life skills, giving them the support and the belongingness. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's hope for the future, and that's what we want for every girl that comes through our doors.
To Delhi. The Warrior Women Foundation, fantastic. I always say girls can do anything, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you beautiful girls. So thank you so very much for sharing, Jessica.
I love that.
And congratulations, Woman of the Year, New South Wales. And you don't do things to receive any rewards or recognition, but if you're doing something and they recognise you, then it's a good indication they like what you're doing, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All the best to you, Jessica.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jessica Brown, her name is, and she's New South Wales Woman of the Year and the founder of Warrior Women Foundation, and just looking after young girls after being in care. And usually when children are in care and at the age of 18, they're thrown out there into the wilderness, the big wide world. And sometimes, like I said, a bit daunting, but sometimes you haven't got the foundation of life, you know, and regarding financial skills or relationship skills or how to run a household, all that sort of stuff. So there is a gap there, and Jessica found that gap and wants to create a space to support beautiful women out there after being in care. The Warrior Women Foundation. Check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Yarn Up with Baldy on Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. Taking right up to 12 noon Queensland time. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Cracks and
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Strap on. Yeah, drive it like you stole it. National Talk Black. Number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana with yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, we're 045-714-0550. And also have our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn Armstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I got a caller on the line. I believe we've got Brother Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, brother. My hernia playing up real bad today.
You rested?
Yesterday I had a big battle down the Green Patch again with a security guy, and I wanted to correct some information I said yesterday.
Yep.
I was standing there and the rangers told the travellers that they could stay 3 days and then they can't come back for two weeks.
So each van that pulls up there have got a maximum of 3 day stay, and there's no cost to that, is that right?
That's a free main. Well, they've turned the rest area into a camping area.
They have. Like I said, they've got the caravan parks have got to be upset with that. Well, that movement.
It closed down. There isn't one in Gouldvale. That's the whole point. This is the safety valve, you know. And it's not just the travellers, there's homeless local people. And the fact with the riverbank is that during the summer or sometime houses have overcrowded, some of the families move down there or have done in the past, and they've got tents, and even the kids have to go to school from there. You know, that place is not just about travellers, it's a local thing. Well, yesterday I went down to the rest area, I still call it the rest area, and there's little fireplaces over in the back corner, and I like just sitting there lighting a fire and just looking at the mountain and reflecting and being quiet. And I've got a little tiny little fire there that was pre-built, and it's going, and the security guy come over and told me to put the fire out. Now, keep the home fires burning.
Sure. But there'd be rules with that. So is there signs saying no fires, lad? No naked fires?
Well, we don't listen to what they say, you know. This is the whole point, Trevor. You know, it's not what they...
But when you talk about the law, yeah? You there, Tony? No, I lost Tony there. Tony, lost you there. Sorry, brother. You were talking about they and the law. Look, call us back and continue your yarn there. Lost you there. Yarn about the green patch. And we yarn with Tony Gibbs yesterday down there at Gordonville, beautiful Mulgrave River. And there's a rest area there. And that's what Tony calls a rest area. But it's become sort of a campsite for caravan parks, grey nomads, so to speak. And apparently we just found out, confirmed the information, but they're allowed to stay there for 3 days and there's no cost on that. Now, there's no caravan park at Gordonville, but for the caravan parks in the city, Cairns, what have you, a tourism place, and because of COVID-19, every business is struggling. And I thought they wouldn't be allowed to stay at a rest site as such, especially when you're close to a city, a caravan park, because you're taking business away from caravan parks. So there it is. We'll find out more, but have your say, add to the conversation on that topic or any topic. All ears here for your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got about 21 minutes left on the program, so add to the conversation. Live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. As they would say, you can't be serious. With that, let's go to Annie Wilmer reading. Was it Daily Track? You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for an ocean, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance? Now you've had your chance. anything I can do to get further from you. So here we are, making like a star in a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD.
Too Deadly Down Under, Nublik Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yana, up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, the launch of Plum and Hats, new hearing assessment tools to help with early detection protection of hearing and speech issues for Indigenous children. Ear health within the Indigenous Australian population is of fourth world status, with diagnosis much later than for non-Indigenous kids. So a lot of work to be done in the area, but hopefully Plum and Hats can be the new tool that makes that happen. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Samantha Huckus, a principal audiologist, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Services here in Australia, and also Nikita Dean, Aboriginal Research Officer, Urban Hearing Pathways Project WA here in Australia. On the line, Sam and Nikita, good morning. How are you? You there? Hello, Sam? Nikita? No, haven't got them. We'll try and get them back online and yarn with those two deadly people in regard to looking after our young ones and hearing here on your deadly program. Hope you're hearing. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, we're going across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you are yarning with the ball you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nikari. We'll try again, catch up with Samantha Huckus and Nikita Dean on the line. Sam, Nikita?
We are, yes.
There you are.
Here.
You're there. Can you hear me, partner punt? Yes.
I can.
Lovely. Yes.
Yes, I can hear you too. Hello.
Hello. How are you both?
Good, thank you.
Very, very fantastic.
Now, start with you, Sam, Principal Audiologist, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Service here in Australia. We're talking about the launch of Plum and Hats, new hearing assessment tools. So tell us a bit about it, please.
We are. So the Plum and the Hats are new to the world, and we're launching them this week.
Mm-hmm.
They are specifically for young children, so children aged 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're designed to pick up hearing issues and talking issues a lot earlier than we have been.
Yes.
And they're for health workers and early childhood workers to use.
Oh, fantastic. So launching this week, and they'll be available at, are we talking preschools, daycare centres?
Yep, so they're available on a new website called plumandhats.now.gov.au, and they're free. So you can go on, you can learn all about them, download them. There's an online tool you can use. So you can. It's just basically a yarn with parents or carers. And it's asking them specific questions about what they're seeing their children do every day with their listening and with their talking. It just gives a bit of structure. Otherwise, it's a bit hard to have a conversation around, you know, how well your child is hearing.
Sure. So the tools is conversation. So we're not talking we've got a hat and we've got a plum from the tree. And let's start. No, I'm trying to picture what we're talking
we're
about.
Not. Yeah, so the plum is 10 questions.
Okay.
And so they're questions about everyday things that kids do with their listening. Like, if you call out to your child from another room, do they hear you? Or do they know who's talking even if they can't see them? And you just get parents to think about what they've seen their kids doing over the last couple of weeks. Are they doing that sometimes, a lot, always? And it's just like that. And so these listening skills that we're asking about, they start from birth. In fact, they start just before we're born, and they develop all the way through until just before we start school. So basically these checklists are just checking in on how they're progressing.
So it becomes a tool as such in regard to when you're conversing with your children, okay, Plum and Hats, let's be alert, let's be aware, be alert to the response to the child that you're talking to, yes?
Exactly. Cool. And so when you go in, you know, to the health service, for instance, ask to get your kids' ears checked, but also ask if you can do a Plum and a Hat with the health professional or with your early childhood carer.
All right, fantastic. Thank you there to Nikita Dean, Aboriginal Research Officer, Urban Hearing Pathways Project WA here in Australia. You've got to be pretty excited about, any tool that we have to help our young ones and to detect any hearing problems is a good thing.
Yeah, it's actually a great tool. I've noticed our Indigenous families in Midland have been responding very well to the Plum and Hats tool. I think the questions help families think about things that happen at home and things that they don't usually think about. So it helps families to see maybe, my child might have a problem with their hearing or speaking. if they do the Plum and Hats questionnaire tool. And you know, you don't realise how big the actual problem is with hearing until you start going out into the community and doing the checks, the hearing checks. But, yeah, it's a big thing in our Midland community at the moment. And it's been such a good project for our families and our Aboriginal families. So, yeah, the Plum and Hats have been really good.
Fantastic. I suppose when we like just being alert of our children and their health. I mean, you check for your child when you may feel a bit of a cough, or check for temperature, so to speak. So if you're in the kitchen and the wind slams the door, have a look and see if the child heard that, because you heard that. That sort of stuff. Just being alert, isn't it?
Yes, I actually for my kids, I stand behind them and whisper little things in their ears, like, do you want a lolly? And if they turn around, then I know that they don't have the hearing problem.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right.
Like,
oh, can you clean your room? Or they didn't hear you.
That's selective hearing.
Selective hearing, that's right. Look, a very important tool, and by any means necessary, looking after the health of our children and hearing, because we are behind the eight ball when we're talking to First Nation kids, you know, compared to the world and non-Indigenous Australians. Our kids are a bit behind. There's a gap there, isn't there?
Yes, there is a gap, and it's very, very important to just, whenever you go into the GP or the doctors, to make sure that you ask for regular hearing and ear checks.
Yep.
Just because you don't know, you can't see if there's a problem from the outside.
Sure. So if you're taking your child for a sprained ankle or what have you, or a sore hand, while you're there, can you please check out the hearing?
Yes.
And the eyes.
Yes. Yes, the hearing and the eyes. Mm. And, to prevent hearing, to prevent problems with hearing, just to keep your hygiene up, wash your hands all the time, make sure you blow your nose, keep your nose, keep blowing your nose, because that's what blocks up your ears in the first place, is all that snot clogged up in your nostrils.
Yes, yes.
So if you just keep blowing your nose and washing your hands, you should be fine.
Well, because we're in COVID-19, constantly washing our hands at the moment, but if we can just keep blowing the nose, add that to the so-called routine, that'd be a great thing, wouldn't it, Nikita?
Yes, that would be great.
Fantastic. Look, great talking to you, Nikita. And Sam, thank you so very much, and beautiful work that you guys are doing, working in that space and looking after young ones with a hearing, which is very important for their life and their foundation of life, yes.
Yeah, yes, you're absolutely spot on.
Good yarning with you, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, girls. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Samantha Huckus, Principal Audiologist, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Service here in Australia, and also Nikita Dean, Aboriginal Research Officer, Urban Hearing Pathways Project, WA, here in Australia. So fantastic. Looking after young ones with hearing, but just a great tool to use. Plums and hats, they're calling it, but just a way of having conversations with your young ones, but being alert to the response and the conversation, as Nikita alluded to. Whisper in the ear, do you want a lolly? You want a lolly. See if they're hearing that, and if they turn and listen, hearing's good, but you've still got to check on it. And like I said, if you're taking your children to the doctors and they're getting their ankle checked or their knee checked, might as well check on their eyes and ears as well. Very important. Have to say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Sorry, find it hard hearing you, my brother.
How's that?
Good. Yes. Funny? Yes.
The black fellow, he always knew what was going to come to this country. That's why they're out of place. Wugga, Mona, Mila,
Yes.
They have to say the name twice.
Twice, they can pick up where you are. That's right, exactly. Clonkari, and there's only one Clonkari.
I think that's why I call Gujo Gujo.
Gujo, that's right.
When they say sorry, I can't, sorry for them.
Yeah.
They can't endure, brother. But, what we're going to do now, we're going to change it, some of the names of that white fella quick and Chinaman quick. But the point is, there's no other place they were there with your name, brother. All the country, brother.
Yes.
That's our name, brother.
Yes, exactly.
All the and they change it, brother. Thank
yes.
you very much, mother. That's mother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you. That's someone there having his say, Yarn Up Strong. Mentioned the fact that here in Cairns there's a creek called Blackfellow Creek and also Chinaman Creek, and here in Cairns they're looking at changing those names for respect of First Nation people and also our brothers and sisters from China. So, yeah, have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Got about 3 minutes left on the program, you mob. Squeeze in a call and we can do that, 1-800-422-416 with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
We believe this world will go forever. We believe this world won't die until we do. We believe that certain things should not happen, but facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Our mother, and look above me at a star that twinkles bright.
Yeah, mother's eyes mopping the dropouts, too deadly. Murray going to sign off for you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still a part of COVID-19. Bide by the rules, you mob. Too deadly.